This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now from BearingArms.com is a man. I like his analysis. I like the way he thinks and the way he turns things over in his mind. And I like that he can hide a rifle-level vest that's on his chest with his beard. Joining me now is the editor and host of Cam & Company. And at Bearing Arms, Cam Edwards. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Bill. How are you tonight?
I bet you never have thought of that beard as camouflage, have you?
You know, I haven't. This time of year, I call myself Santa in training. So I'm not quite the white beard yet. I've still got a few years. But
so does it have any insulating benefits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm rethinking everything. I'm just rethinking
everything.
The
winter is much warmer. With this thing, this little face carpet. Yeah, absolutely.
Face carpet. Okay. You and Mr. Knighton have been having a field day over there with Trigger Finger Binger and the whole Rittenhouse prosecution. And am I being too kind calling that a prosecution? That's normally a legal proceeding, right? I mean, this guy, this was like he was playing pin the tail on the donkey when it came just to concepts, policy, law, you know. What am I missing here about this cat and this whole little charade that they just had?
Yeah, you know, I said yesterday at Bearing Arms that Binger gave a really good closing argument. He gave a really good opening argument, too. The problem for Thomas Binger was everything that happened in between those arguments, which, you know, failed to prove that Kyle Rittenhouse was not acting in self-defense. You know, and it started, I think, from the get-go. Thomas Binger said he would show us conclusive proof that Kyle Rittenhouse is actually the one that was chasing Joseph Rosenbaum. We never saw that. We never saw that. I mean, that was the central thesis, his premise, that Kyle Rittenhouse provoked this attack. And when he couldn't show us that, all of a sudden, well, the provocation came when Kyle Rittenhouse had this fire extinguisher in hand and he ran across this couple of Zeminskis, and he must have said something because then he dropped the fire extinguisher and he grabbed his rifle, and that provoked Joseph Rosenbaum, who wigged out, was triggered by the sight of a gun, and, you know, pursued Kyle Rittenhouse in this parking lot, and Kyle Rittenhouse had no right of self-defense because he had initiated this whole thing. Well, that doesn't make sense either, Bill, you know, because we saw Joseph Rosenbaum on video pushing against the guy with an AR. He wasn't scared of that gun. He wasn't scared of the guy holding it. He was angry at him. He was yelling at him, shoot me, shoot me. And then saying some words I can't say on the radio.
Thank you.
So, you know, from the beginning, the prosecution's case didn't make sense. And the basis of their evidence was basically blurry photos, pixelated to the point of meaninglessness. And then witnesses that often contradicted directly the prosecution's case. I mean, you had Richard McGinnis, who was a columnist for the Daily Caller and a radiographer for the Daily Caller. And, you know, on the stand, he said that right before Joseph Rosenbaum was shot, he was lunging for the gun. And he said, bleep you. He was angry, you know. So then the final case ultimately comes down to the prosecution arguing that, well, look, even if Kyle Rittenhouse was provoked, he didn't have the right to use his gun in self-defense because you don't bring a gun to a fist fight. I mean, Bill, this is crazy. First of all, you know, more murders are committed with fists and feet every year than with a rifle of any kind. So don't tell me that an unarmed person is not a deadly weapon and does not present a threat to my life or cannot present a threat to my life. And when somebody is hurling themselves at you with the intention of grabbing your gun, guess what? They pose a threat to your life. At least it is reasonable to believe that they pose a threat to your life in that instance. And the prosecution, I don't think, proved otherwise. And so to me, this is a pretty easy case, because the burden was on the prosecution to prove that Kyle Rittenhouse was not acting in self-defense. Proved beyond a reasonable doubt that he wasn't acting in self-defense. And I don't think that they did that. So, you know, we obviously didn't see a quick verdict from the jury. We'll see what's going on. I guess the judge is going to give him about 5 o'clock Eastern. He's going to ask, you want to work a little bit later? You think you're close? Do you want to come back in the morning? I hope that the jury's being deliberate. Obviously we don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but to me, I had my thoughts and feelings going into this case, but I wanted to keep an open mind. I could be convinced otherwise, depending on what the prosecution said, but I just don't think that they met that bar.
Well, let's talk about that bar. Let's talk about some of the points he made. Now Kyle Rittenhouse, this is not the first time we've seen armed individuals where we have law pulling back, law enforcement pulling back. We saw it with the rooftop Koreans. I don't remember the LAPD rolling up on them saying, okay, boys, put away your guns. We're here to take care of this for you. I don't remember that.
Right.
Did anybody get in trouble with the rooftop Koreans? Because they engaged in gunfights.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Then we had the Oath Keepers, who were actually quite cool at in Ferguson. There was about four or five of them. And they actually did more talking than they did anything else. But they were kitted up and ready to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Did it happen? And nobody. And there was other civilian groups. There were just members of the community taking care of gas stations and various things in Ferguson, armed with weapons. And nobody said anything about them, right?
Not until like yesterday, when Cori Bush said that she and other activists were, you know, shot at by white supremacists, which the Ferguson police chief says didn't happen. No, we heard nothing about that at the time.
So here we have, and Kyle Rittenhouse did not show up alone. He wasn't Captain Commando when he rolled in there. He came as part of a group that was requested by some car lot owner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that group, Bill, was, you know, far from the only one, only ones who were armed that night. Gage Grossgroot had a gun. He was carrying on an expired carry license. You know, there were plenty of people in that crowd who had a firearm. I think most of them had the intent to carry for self-defense. We didn't see any gunfights break out. We didn't see street warfare, you know, rolling gun battles through the streets of Kenosha that night. So that tells me that most of the people who were carrying for self-defense. Not, you know, out there wanting to be an active shooter, as the prosecution literally called Kyle Rittenhouse, an active shooter.
Yeah. So the other thing that he does, when he says that if you show up to a riot with a gun, indicates that if you show up where you think there may be trouble with the gun, that means you don't have any right to self-defense. What about all these people that carry guns just in case of trouble? What about them? Does that count? I mean, if all of a sudden me and you were sitting there and I'm saying, man, I sure do like that beard, and somebody comes up and wants us to give up our money or our lives, and I'm looking at him, and then he goes, and I want that beard, too, which is too far for me. And then when I decide to go to guns to defend the beard, based upon, and you know what? I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We're coming up on the break. BearingArms.com. This is where you can find all that Cam does. The outstanding Cam and Company still goes on there. He does a really good series with a guy from Hot Air named, is it Mark Morrissey?
Ed Morrissey.
Stupendous. I never get there at the beginning. And I don't pay no attention to lower thirds, Cam. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Cam Edwards from Bearing Arms. because of all the people that have been covering the Rittenhouse persecution, I'm sorry, prosecution, I have enjoyed his stuff the most. And I sort of asked you a question, but you did answer one question that I didn't know the answer to till I saw this other article. He only fired 8 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's not quite the underachiever as far as being an active shooter, yeah?
Yeah, right? Yeah, and only firing the people who are actively assaulting them. I do want to go back to your question.
Yes.
It's a really important one, right? The fact that the prosecution kept talking about, why would you carry a gun to a dangerous place? I mean, if you do that, I mean, you must be willing to cause trouble. So therefore, you sort of lost your right of self-defense, right? In fact, I think Binger actually said, like, yeah, you lose your right to self-defense if you're carrying a gun. Which is absurd. And the prosecution, or the persecution, I like that, by the way, kept hammering home this idea that, you know, Rittenhouse was carrying that gun that night because he expected that he was going to use it. And I wish that the defense had hit back harder at that. And, I don't know who they hired as expert witnesses. I don't know if they hired anybody or consulted with anybody. But, you know, anybody who actually does carry a firearm for self-defense will tell you, we don't expect that we're going to get attacked every time we leave our house. God, that'd be an awful way to live. But we live with the understanding that it could happen. And certainly when you're entering a dangerous environment where buildings are being set on fire, where, you know, there's looting going on, there's a heightened expectation of danger. Right? So you might not have expected that you were going to have to use your firearm, but you understood that it was a possibility. And perhaps greater than, you know, just going to the Walmart to pick up a gallon of milk. But you don't lose your right to self-defense when you go to a dangerous place with a gun. You don't. I mean, that's not in the statute. That's what the jury has to consider. But even beyond, you know, what the jury is concerned, I mean, it's just an absolutely ridiculous standard. I mean, the prosecution is basically saying that you don't have the right of armed self-defense in places that are particularly dangerous, right? Which is crazy. But it also reminds me of what the Solicitor General of New York said before the Supreme Court recently in the New York carry case. Because she said, look, I mean, as long as people have a restricted license and they can carry a gun in the forest, right? Like, we're not violating their Second Amendment rights. And Chief Justice John Roberts, like, put on his conservative big boy pants that day and asked, all right, well, so how many muggings happen in a forest? Right? Like, why do you need to carry a gun for self-defense in a forest? Right? Maybe there's a bear that's going to attack you. But generally speaking, if you're carrying a gun for self-defense, you're worried about human predators, not, you know, four-legged creatures. Kyle Rittenhouse is not accused of illegally carrying a gun. That charge was dropped. There was no executive order by Governor Evers issued last year that declared Kenosha to be a self-defense-free zone. So he was in a place where he had a legal right to be. He was lawfully carrying a firearm. And those are the conditions under which this attack happened. And for the prosecution, or for Binger, or for James Krause to try to convince the jury otherwise, to deceive the jurors about what the law is, about what the facts of the law are. That was a moment where I really thought that the defense dropped the ball in not pushing back harder about that. So, I was a little disappointed there because I thought that the prosecution got away with something that they shouldn't have.
Well, is that because, they did have some experts on there, and I didn't recognize any of them. Yeah. Every time they're talking about an expert, where's Masoud Ayoub? Where's he?
Right.
Where was he?
Yeah.
That would be the one that I would think would be the best person to put out there as far as what he sees in self-defense. Because he sees self-defense and has, I guess, testified as an expert witness in other trials all across the country. So he has a very good cross-section of knowledge when it comes to this kind of stuff. But, I mean, I guess the question becomes, since the weapons charge has been thrown out, so that means it wasn't wrong for him to have that weapon in that circumstance. The only other question I would ask was, could he lawfully have been there?
Well, remember, the curfew violation was also dropped at the beginning of the trial.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, the jury cannot consider whether or not he was allowed to be there or not. He was there. They're not charging him with being there against the law. So, yeah, he had a right to be there, and he had a right to carry the firearm. And you can argue that, you know, the law in Wisconsin is so vaguely worded that it allows 16 and 17 year olds to carry long guns in public, and that should be changed. And, you know, we can have that discussion if you want, but that's what the judge says the law reads to him, which is why the charge got dropped. And if you look at the law, it's really vague and hard to understand. Probably does need to be clarified, but I think the judge's reading is a fair reading of what that law says. So then you are left with the charges of, you know, murder and reckless endangerment.
So was that thing with the curfew, was that like an unintended consequence that they were trying to shield the rioters from and breaking any sort of law? Well, if we do this, they'll be breaking the law because of the curfew, so let's lift it. What's that? Rittenhouse gets good for that? No. He can't be there. No, he was not allowed. No.
I think it, you know, it wouldn't surprise me because we, you know, there were, I think, some games played with that in terms of Joshua Zeminski, who was not called to testify on behalf of the state, as well as his wife, actually, who was already convicted and could have testified without invoking her Fifth Amendment rights. The prosecution never called her. Now, I think the deal with the curfew charge is that Rittenhouse technically wasn't a violation. Like, the curfew order went into effect after the shootings had taken place, and so it was kind of irrelevant to the case. So I think that's why the prosecution had to drop it. But it does show the degree to which Thomas Binger and company have tried to overcharge Kyle Rittenhouse from the get-go. And it's something that Mark Richards, the defense attorney, did bring up and kind of hammered home in his closing argument that, you know, this case has been politicized from the beginning. Kyle Rittenhouse was charged 48 hours after these shootings occurred, long before every witness had been interviewed, long before the video and photographic evidence that the prosecution used in his case had ever been looked at. They decided that Kyle Rittenhouse had committed murder, and they weren't really interested in any other story. And,
right.
You know, I got to say, I mean, Mark Richards was pretty fiery when he laid this out to the jury. But I agree with him. I mean, I think that really the politics really were a huge part of why Kyle Rittenhouse is facing charges here.
Well, hold on for me, if you will. Cam is the chief cook and bottle washer at BearingArms.com. I have used BearingArms.com for many years as a resource. It is a place to go to get the latest news. It is a place to go to get the latest trends. And you're going to get some top-notch analysis about what's happening in the world of the gun culture and legal and politics and all that other stuff. BearingArms.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Clean water, access to the internet, rebuilding bridges, and everything in this bill matters to individual lives of real people.
President Biden in Woodstock, New Hampshire, selling his big infrastructure bill that he signed on Monday. The $1.2 trillion bill covers extensive renovations of bridges, highways, rails, and ports. Amid global supply chain challenges, consumers are feeling a pinch in their wallets as prices at stores and gas stations continue to rise. This person telling Fox Business a lot of the decisions being made are affecting people in the Midwest and not people who are making the decisions.
A lot of decisions that are being made by the big cities and coasts, and the small town mentality kind of gets drowned out a little bit, but we hope that that voice can raise a little bit louder.
You're listening to USA Radio News. With the bipartisan infrastructure bill signed into law Monday, Democrats are now focused on passing the rest of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, with the full cost estimate of the bill expected by Friday. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer joins Fox Business and says what he believes will happen if the bill is passed.
Their latest proposal, Build Back Better, is going to increase taxes on 20% to 30% of every American's by 20% to 30%. It's also going to increase inflation.
The Biden administration has said they will not raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. Retail sales rose more than expected in October, the Commerce Department saying they surged 1.7% last month, helping to give the economy a boost to start the fourth quarter. Auto sales increased for the first time in 6 months in October. This as gas prices continue to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I'm speaking to Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. And, Cam, did you see that thing when they were talking about preparing for some tornado or something? Biden was out there talking about the best way to prepare for the tornado was to get the vaccination. Do you remember that?
No, I don't. But
okay, because the reason I asked
goes in one ear and out the other with me.
The reason I was asking is because Kyle Rittenhouse shot three Caucasians, two of them pedophiles, and Black Lives Matter's out there protesting at the trial.
Yeah, it's really weird how the media. And the left to try to inject race into this, you know, because the riots happened because of the shooting of Jacob Blake by Kenosha police, right? Which ultimately, by the way, was ruled to be a justified shooting. Not that the rioters cared about that. They didn't wait for the investigation to be completed. They went ahead and rioted. The three individuals that Kyle Rittenhouse shot that night are all white. But somehow the media has continued to insist that you know, race is at the nexus of this trial. And I don't see it. I mean, look, I think that's obviously a very different case than, say, the Ahmaud Arbery trial that's going on in Georgia right now, which I think race is definitely involved in. The prosecution is basically alleging that those individuals were motivated to go after Ahmaud Arbery because of the color of his skin. But all of the major figures in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, Rittenhouse, Joseph Rosenbaum, Anthony Huber, and Gage Groskowitz, they're all white. So it is weird, Bill, but it's also expected. I mean, look, this is what the left does. If you disagree with them, you're a racist, right? I mean, that's their go-to argument.
Well, I mean, I think Black Lives Matter are largely, you know, when you look at them, if you look past them and you look at what's behind them and where their money goes and there's no longer a Black Lives Matter foundation behind them now. That's gone. They're just largely, and they're doing this misdirection thing where they're Black Lives Matter. And at the same time, they're doing it in protest of white guys getting killed. They're not doing it in Chicago. They're not doing it in Baltimore. But they're doing it in Kenosha. And I guess everybody's supposed to be struck with fear while we don't. I guess they think we don't know or don't have the way to find out exactly what they're about or what they do, huh?
Well, I mean, I guess the joke's on them if that's the case. You know, look, I mean, when you've got... You know, Bill, I mean, I don't talk about this a whole lot, but, I accept the argument that we need criminal justice reform. I'm not interested in defunding the police or abolishing prison or anything like that. Yeah. But, I mean, when you look at the Rittenhouse trial, it's hard to argue that there aren't cases of prosecutorial misconduct that we never hear about because these trials aren't being televised. You know, one of the most powerful briefs in the New York Kerry case came from public defenders who talked about their clients who are being sentenced to prison for the violent felony, because that's what is considered under New York law, the violent felony of carrying a gun without a license. And, I mean, some of these stories are just, they're heartbreaking, you know. So I'm actually, you want to have a conversation about improving things? I'm all on board. But that, I don't think, is what these activists are really all about. You know, I think the hardcore of these activists really are about destroying capitalism, destroying the existing institutions. I mean, I think they're hardcore Marxists. And they're revolutionaries. Not in the George Washington sense, but in the Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin sense.
Oh, yeah.
Those are their heroes. Mao, maybe Pol Pot. You know, these are the folks who I think they think our system is irrevocably broken. Whereas I think most Americans believe that we are striving towards a more perfect union. That we are not perfect, but we are trying to get there. And we are making maybe sometimes regular progress. But we're making progress.
Well, I mean,
we're a better country generation by generation. And I think that's just diametrically opposed to what a lot of these folks who are, you know, calling for burning down New York City are all about.
Well, I mean, when, you know, judicial reform, that absolutely needs to take place. This patchwork that we got going on. I mean, let's look at our vice president, Kamala Harris. She was definitely playing the game of the blind lady of justice and the scales of justice and everything. I've heard all kinds of horror stories about her when she was the attorney general and the stuff that she did. But I very rarely see miscarriages of justice that are not taking place in a blue city. And I mean, if when we're talking about this, maybe one thing we could do to reform justice in these blue cities would be to disavow anybody that takes George Soros' money and runs on his agenda. How many of them are out there?
I think that'd be a great start. Well, there are dozens at this point. You know, and the thing is, though, Bill, I think that the American public is by and large getting a little tired of the Soros philosophy of criminal justice. I mean, Chesa Boudin, who is a Soros-backed DA in San Francisco, he's facing a recall election. I think the election's in June.
Yeah.
Larry Krasner, the DA in Philly. Now, he won re-election, unfortunately, because, you know, Philly's a one-party town. But he has gotten a great deal of criticism. And the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania is running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican in Pennsylvania, and he's going to make Larry Krasner a big issue. So people are going to be talking, I think, a little bit more about these prosecutors and the attitude that they bring to the table, which is basically, you know, forget the victim. Let's make sure that the criminal is taken care of here, you know. And at a time when violent crime is rising, I mean, something that's first of all, I think it's an inane position. I mean, it's absolutely idiotic if you care about public safety. But, you know, look, these are elected officials. They've got to go to the voters and try to justify that philosophy. And at a time when, you know, violent crime is rising at exponential rates around the country, including in, you know, gun control bastions like Rochester, New York, and New York City, saying, you know, the hug a thug mentality, I just don't think it's playing well with voters right now.
No. No, it isn't. The other thing is that that's just talking about the DAs. Then we got to talk about bail reform and all the other things, cashless bail, all those other fun things that are happening out there, the police, defunding the police and all that is. That's a big ball of wax anyway. But, yes, this definitely indicates judicial review. If only because I don't think a prosecutor should be able to aim a unloaded AR-15 and put his finger on the trigger at the jury. But hang on for me. We've got one more break coming up. And when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court thing and a little article you guys had on the side. And just talk about that unintended consequence if we can. BearingArms.com, that's where Cam plies his trade. You can catch the excellent Cam and Company. What do you call the hot air thing with Ed Morrissey? What do you call that?
So that's just our VIP Gold live chat. For folks
okay.
who are VIP Gold subscribers, the town hall is sort of a little exclusive that folks get every week. I will tell folks, if they go to BearingArms.com/subscribe, they use the promo code GUNRIGHT. You can get a hefty discount on your VIP or VIP Gold membership right now.
Well worth your time. Better than watching TV, I'll tell you that much. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. We've got this Supreme Court case coming up. But do you think all of these places, if the Supreme Court were to come down and give us everything we really wanted, which was basically do away with the whole may issue part of it, make it all shall issue, do you think these various municipalities and states would still continue to make, try to continue to make certain places off limits?
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be the next fight. You know, I said today at BearingArms.com that New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin is about who can carry. The next fight is going to be about where we can carry and what places are off limits. It's possible that the Supreme Court decides to make such an expansive decision that they go there when Bruin. The state of New York is basically begging them to do that. You know, their whole case was, well, this is about the right to carry a gun anywhere, anytime, for any purpose whatsoever. But it wasn't. I mean, it's about New York's arbitrary and capricious two-tiered system where, you know, you basically start out with no right to bear arms whatsoever. And you have to apply for permission to keep a gun in your home. And along with that, you can apply for permission to carry a gun. And the state of New York can say, sure, you can carry a gun for self-defense where, you know, people actually are a threat to you. Or you can have a restricted permit. You can carry when you're fishing or hunting or camping. That's what this case is about. And that's the question that the plaintiffs asked was simply whether or not this licensing system violates the right to bear arms.
Right.
State of New York now wants to make it about, well, if you say yes, then people are going to be carrying on the subways. Do you know, by the way, Bill, that right now, anybody with a New York City carry license can carry on the subway?
How about that?
I mean, that was such a huge topic of, you know, debate and discussion during the Supreme Court oral arguments. You can already carry. Howard Stern can carry because he has a New York carry license. The problem is that the average New Yorker can't get a concealed carry license. And Howard Stern doesn't take the subway. So, you know, if you're walking home through a bad neighborhood or not, you're dependent on public transportation, you're hosed. But if you're powerful, if you're connected, if you got the money, if you can bribe public officials, I mean, the New York Police Department's licensing bureau went through a huge scandal just a couple of years ago where they were charging people tens of thousands of dollars, Mets tickets, center court Knicks tickets, whatever, you know, whatever they could get to grease the skids and approve these concealed carry licenses, they would do it. And that's one of the other problems with the may issue carry licenses is that it opens up the opportunity for graft and corruption because it empowers these sheriffs or these judges or these police officers to decide who is worthy of exercising the constitutional right. And I, you know, again, I think you're right. I think that, you know, we're not asking for constitutional carry here. We're asking for at least a shall issue system, which I think is the, you know, very bare minimum that we can start with as a ground floor, and then we can build from there. You know, we have 21 states that are constitutional carry. I think we've got the opportunity for at least three or four more next year. Indiana, I think, is taking a different route, and I'm kind of curious to see how many other states choose to do this. They've simply gotten rid of all of the fees for a concealed carry license. So you still go through the background check and you go through the training, but the government doesn't charge you a fee. It's, you know, you're exercising your rights. I think we're going to see some other states sort of adopt that model as well. But, you know, the bottom line is I think the day of reckoning is coming for the gun control lobby. They cannot. They have tried to avoid this for years, and they simply can't. The Supreme Court's going to decide whether the Second Amendment means what it says. So the right to now, keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Now, the reason I asked you that is because you had a really interesting article today, because I imagine this happens whenever somebody goes out, they're carrying a gun, and they're like, listen, we're going to go into Raul's sock emporium, and he doesn't allow guns in there. And that's all right, honey, I'll just leave it right here in the glove compartment. There are, what was this, Arlington, Texas is asking people to stop leaving guns in cars. Is that why people leave guns in cars? Because they come to a gun-free zone?
Yep. Absolutely. So, yeah, you want to ask people to stop leaving their guns in cars? Well, stop asking businesses to post their place in the gun-free zone. Because that's what happens. If I can't legally carry my gun somewhere, my personal preference is, okay, well, I'm not going to shop there. But if that's not an option, you know, if I've got to abide by it, well, I'm going to abide by it. But, yeah, I'm going to put my gun in my car. And we are seeing more theft from vehicles, by the way. You know, so I would caution gun owners, like, you get out of your car at night, you go back in your house, just, you know, double check, make sure you got everything you need, because that is a concern. But to tell people, well, stop doing what you're supposed to do seems a little absurd to me, right?
Yeah. What is it? Wasn't San Francisco there for a while? Wasn't the Bureau of Land Management the biggest group of people having their guns stolen out of the cars in San Francisco or something? I may have read that on your...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, when I see that stuff, and when I think about that stuff, I just... and I see that, and then I think about what I saw in Connecticut. Some writer in Connecticut said, we need to make everywhere we can right now, because obviously... Everybody's going to be able to carry a gun everywhere they want, whenever they want to carry it. They can hang it around their neck like they're Flavor Flav with a big clock. They're going to be able to do this, and we got to put every place off limits. This is just going to create another problem, and when they do that, of course, I'm sure somebody will bring suit, and then we'll wait for however many years it takes to get to the Supreme Court, and we'll do this again. We'll play the same game again.
Yes, we will. And, you know, Bill, I, for their sake, I wish these folks would understand they're on the wrong side of history here. I mean, they are actively arguing to make it harder to exercise an enumerated constitutional right. And they are, you know, and I live in Virginia. I live not far. Listen, Farmville, Virginia, they shut down the public schools for 5 years because they didn't want to integrate. I mean, that's how far people went to try to keep people from exercising their right to an education back in the 1960s. I know there are people alive who are my neighbors who are on the wrong side of history on that. And these gun control activists, it's the same thing. Because they are telling you they would rather put people in prison for carrying a gun for self-defense than allow them the opportunity to legally do so. I mean, we could talk about this on a sort of 30,000-foot level, but there are people in prison today who are there because they exercised their right to bear arms in a state that didn't recognize. You know, and I know the gun control activists, they claim that they've got the moral high ground. I don't think they do. I'm sorry. I don't think they do. They may believe that they're saving lives, but they are destroying lives in the process. And I don't believe that they're reducing violent crime at all. I think they've led us down a dead-end road in terms of trying to affect public safety on the backs of our constitutional rights. To say that we can ban and arrest our way to safety. How was it working out in Baltimore? How was it working out in Chicago? Philadelphia, where they got record-high homicides right now.
Yep.
So now, I don't think the gun control lobby has the moral high ground. And I hope and pray that the Supreme Court decision is strong enough that we can finally move on from this useless debate about how much we can restrict people's constitutional rights because we believe it might make us safer. And let's focus on what actually works, what we actually know works here to reduce violent crime, and that's going after the bad guys. Yes, it's improving these failing communities, and part of that means you got a competitive two-party system. It's not machine-dominated politics by one party. Let's have this debate. Let's have this discussion. But the time for, you know, trying to make us safer by taking our rights away, I think that day is hopefully soon coming to an end.
And I'm going to have to let that be the last word. I love it when you get wound up like that. I just sit back and I'm entertained for days. I just wish I had more time with you. Check Cam and his cohorts out at BearingArms.com. Check out the VIP stream that he does with Hot Air's Ed Morrissey. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Oh, man, Bill, thank you so much for the invite. Hope we get a chance to do it again soon.
Very good. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the ins and outs of AR-15s. Where do you hit the diminishing return with Kirk Foreman from Aero Precision? This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.